Leftists outraged over send her back chant call for deporting Melania Gorka. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 19, 2019. Leftists expressed their outrage over the send her back rally chant in reference to Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, in North Carolina on Wednesday. Democrats, however, remained silent while leftists called for the deportation of First Lady Melania Trump, as well as former White House aide Sebastian Gorka. While Democrats decry chants of send her back as racist, many of them, as well as the mainstream media, say nothing while verified leftists on Twitter called for the First Lady to be deported, and Democrat lawmakers demanded to see Sebastian Gorka's immigration papers. His third wife has lived here for decades and barely speaks English. And her parents came here through chain migration, tweeted actor Bruno Amato in May. Hashtag deport Melania and her parents. As more verified blue checks on Twitter called for the First Lady of the United States to be deported, the mainstream media were silent. No one wants to hear you talk about cyberbullying, when the biggest cyberbully in the history of the world is your husband, tweeted left-wing activist Scott Dworkin last year. Time to hashtag deport Melania. With regards to the rally chant on Wednesday evening, however, the left-wing activist considers that to be blatant racism. Trump cult members just chanted send her back. It's blatant racism, said Dworkin on Wednesday. Trump should not be president for countless reasons. Add this to the list. I say we should send Ivanka back to the Czech Republic and Melania back to Slovenia, tweeted journalist and Washington Post columnist Anne Applebaum on Sunday. But 3 days later, when the journalist heard about the send her back rally chant in North Carolina, she described the moment as haunting. In 2017, Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, went as far as to demand to see Sebastian Gorka's immigration papers after the president tapped the Hungarian-American immigrant to serve in the White House as a top aide. If Sebastian Gorka is indeed a member of this organization, as high-ranking leaders of the organization claim he is, he would have been required to disclose this information on his immigration application, and on his application to be a naturalized U.S. citizen, reads a letter from Rep. Nadler. But when it came to the rally chant at President Trump's rally on Wednesday, Nadler took to Twitter to describe the occurrence as chilling and horrifying. Watching the president spreading racist and xenophobic propaganda against Rep. Omar, with the crowd being goaded into chants of send her back, was both chilling and horrifying, tweeted Nadler. There is no place for such racism in our public discourse. I was not happy with it, I disagree with it, said the president on Thursday, who later tweeted about the glaring double standards regarding the mainstream media's coverage of foul language used by the three radical left congresswomen. It is amazing how the fake news media became crazed over the chant sent her back by a packed arena, a record crowd in the great state of North Carolina, but is totally calm and accepting of the most vile and disgusting statements made by the three radical left congresswomen, tweeted the president on Friday. Mainstream media, which has lost all credibility, has either officially or unofficially become a part of the radical left Democrat Party, added President Trump in another tweet. It is a sick partnership, so pathetic to watch. They even covered a tiny staged crowd as they greeted foul-mouthed Omar in Minnesota. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.